Welcome back. We have some extra fat joy for you. And I have 10 questions for Lemma Rod Owens. All right, Lemma Rod, what is the last best something you've experienced? This could be last best book, food, hug, whatever. Last best something you've experienced.
I would say the last best movie.
Ooh, tell us.
I actually, it was a couple of movies, but I was really moved by The Holdovers.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
I forget everyone's name, you know. The black actress, I think, Joy Devine, I hate to fumble through her name, but she had such an incredible performance, and she's nominated for an Oscar for best supporting actress. And I just was so moved by her performance, you know. So I'll say that is my last best.
I love that. The Holdovers. I've written that down to watch as well. Thank you for that. Would you rather go on a wine tour in Tuscany or hiking in Machu Picchu?
A wine tour.
Yeah. I love it. What is a good piece of advice that you have received?
It's okay to have fun.
Oh, that's so good. Is that something you struggle with? Like having fun, being playful? Me too.
Yeah, I had a really good friend years ago in undergrad who was like, Rod, you have to play as hard as you work.
Oh.
And it blew me away. That's been my whole thing ever since for all these years. It's like you have to balance.
Yes. Oh. This is when you're talking about having people around you who see you, who love you, who are your mirrors. That's it. My partner is the first person I've been with where I feel like I had permission to play. And it's because he's basically a cartoon character. And I tell him that he knows he's a children's book illustrator. So he's this really quirky, wonderful artist. And until him, I didn't know that I could play.
Yeah.
You know? I had to always police and like play, you know, you can't be free and also police yourself, right? Yeah. Oh, I love that advice that you got. That's so great. Play as hard as you work. Mm. What emoji do you use the most?
Oh, the prayer hands.
Oh, and does it mean prayer, blessings?
No, just thank you. Just like gratitude, deep gratitude. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I might start using that more. If you could grant someone a wish, what wish would that be and for whom would you grant it?
So many.
I know. It's a hard question.
Just for like one person.
Also, you don't have to follow my rules. You can do whatever you want. Full permission.
You know, I would say, you know, I'll just make it super personal. I have a family member who's really struggling with some illness, and I just wish for their healing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe in collective energy. So everyone listening, let's just send some energy to Lemma Rod's family member. Thank you for that. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
I would say a night owl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is it about the night that...
The stillness, the creativity, freaks come out at night. I think the night is so active. It's a different world. And I'm just really into that.
Yeah. You open your book where you kind of paint a scene of you out on your front porch and all the things that you're noticing and feeling into from, you know, legacies and ancestry all the way. And I love the way you opened it that way with this, like, almost like what we see when other people are sleeping.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is also a real metaphor for what we're talking about. Yeah.
Exactly. And I've always been drawn to the darkness.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Other than the job that you have right now, aka the work that you do right now, what would another dream job be?
Yeah, I think about this all the time, actually, because I'm like, oh, this is too hard what I'm doing. What would I do instead? You know?
Yeah.
And there's so many things. You know, I can say something really easy, like being a therapist, because that's always been like very second on my list for many years, but it's too similar. You know, but, you know, definitely like something like working with my hands, you know, so like mechanics, you know, like I just have a fascination with like cars, like how do they work? You know, so I wouldn't mind training to be a mechanic.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so interesting. That always feels like magical knowledge to me because I have no idea how anything in my car works.
Same here.
What is your most played song or artist right now?
Wow. Oh, so many. Right now, it's Beyonce. And 16 Carriages right now, which is literally probably will be one of my favorite songs moving forward.
Yeah. Awesome. Love it. What is a word that describes you and one that you wish described you?
One word that describes me definitely is heavy. Right, but not like the physical heavy, but like people say, like, you're just like, there's a gravitas.
I would agree, having met you now.
There's a weightiness to you, like you, and I totally get that.
Yeah, it's like a substantiveness. What's that word? It's like of substantive, right? Of substance. Yeah. Yeah, I feel that.
And a word I wish to describe me. That's a good one. I want to say campy.
Yeah.
Like,
does that go with the playfulness a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah. Like, I think that's like what balances the heaviness. And I'm just, in my mind, I feel like I'm really campy, but I don't really bring it out. Like sometimes I can bring it out in my teaching and in my writing, but if you just see me walking down the street, you don't really get that.
Yeah, campiness. Oh, I love some campiness because it's so, it's like joyfully cringy. Do you know? Like it's got like that duality to it that I just find so delightful. Yeah, cool. All right. Well, here's to more campiness maybe that it comes out. Last question. If we were going on a picnic together, what would you bring?
Ooh, definitely cake.
Ooh, what kind of cake would you bring?
I make a lot of pound cakes. That's one of my kind of ancestral recipes. So like, I love the desserts. Mm-hmm. Like I love sweetness. Like that is so much a part of my personality. I want to bring sweetness to things because the work is hard. And I believe that like you need some sweetness with the struggle.
Uh-huh. Yep. Teaspoon of sugar, medicine goes down kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, I love that you would bring a pound cake. That's delightful. La Mirad, thank you. Thank you for doing the 10 questions.
Yeah, absolutely.